This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. It's generally known that the vast majority of people in this world and throughout the ages have believed in God. In modern times, of the major religions, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism, Judaism, and Islam, all but Hinduism and Buddhism are monotheistic, acknowledging but one God. Of all these religions, Christianity and Judaism are unique, distinguished from all others in their historicity. They are historic. There is, from this very day, an unbroken chain of documented and undeniable history, all the way to the cross, and from thence back through the centuries of Israel's past. Though there are minor disputes from time to time about this event or that, as recorded in the Old Testament, critics have largely been quieted as, particularly during the last two centuries, archaeological evidences have accumulated. Digs have uncovered inscriptions, coins, tablets, cities, scrolls, manuscripts, and writings of ancient historians. Indeed, the architecture, customs and lifestyles, beliefs and gods, arts, languages, travels, trade routes, and wars recorded in the Old Testament are validated with every new archaeological find. Though merely a short list, let's look at some examples. I think of Burchard, uncovered Petra in 1812, to be excavated 117 years later by Horsfield, though visited often between 1901 and 1928 by George Robinson. I also think of Edward Robinson, who explored Palestine and Syria in 1838, conducting his fruitful endeavors, entitling his research The Biblical Researches, when he located Megiddo, Jezreel, Anathoth, Bethel, Shiloh, among many other biblical cities. Vincent's 1909 excavations uncovered the biblical pool of Bethsaida, and Crowford discovered the famous ivories of Samaria in 1931. There's the famous and illuminating work of André Perrault from 1933 to 1955 of the excavations of over 20,000 tablets at Mari, Syria. And who could forget the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls in 1947? Of course, the list could go on and on. Discoveries in Syria, discoveries in Palestine, excavations in Iraq and Iran, discoveries in Asia Minor, Greece and Italy. Discovery and excavation that instantly converted what was being called legend into history. And so the discipline we now dub biblical archaeology was born. And biblical archaeologists would soon make bold, unanswered statements such as that made by Joseph Free, who stated in the 1950s that, quote, practically all the towns mentioned in connection with Abraham, such as Shechem and Alpetha, have been excavated, and the findings show that these go back to Abraham's time. Such statements should not surprise a student of the scriptures, for as aptly put by David in Psalm 93, verses 4 and 5, quote, your records, O Lord, on high, are fully confirmed, end quote. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.